The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come.
Sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
This evening's office, Psalm 113.
Alleluia. Give praise, you servants of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be blessed. From this time forth forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who sits enthroned on high, but stoops to behold the heavens and the earth? He takes up the weak out of the dust, and lifts up the poor from the ashes. He sets them with the princes, with the princes of his people. He makes the woman of a childless house to be a joyful mother of children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not, O Lord our God.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, thou God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For the hymn this evening is the canticle Te Deum Laudamus. You are God, we praise you.
Creation worship. sting of death, and open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you
of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and Merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who hast given unto us thy servant's grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty, to worship the unity. We beseech thee that thou wouldest keep us steadfast in this faith, and worship and bring us at last to see thee in thy one and eternal glory. O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit livest and reignest, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
O God, whose mercies cannot be numbered, accept our prayers on behalf of thy servants Joe, Drew, Kim, Ian, and Gloria, and grant them an entrance into the land of light and joy, in the fellowship of thy saints. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The anthem this evening is O Beata Trinitas, a work for double choir by the 16th century composer Jakob Hanne. O Blessed Trinity, we call to thee, we praise thee, we adore thee. O Blessed Trinity, our hope, our health, our honor, free us, save us, enliven us, O Blessed Trinity.
Thanks be to God.
Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.